Next application is case number 11403, the application of Heather Morgan and Alan Friedman. Site is located 400 feet southwest of Route 1 Coastal Highway, being southeast of Elizabeth Avenue and being 500 feet northeast of Dodd Avenue, being more specifically lot 13 and 15, block D of Ann Acres subdivision, with a 911 address of 21069 Elizabeth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, and being identified on tax roll to tax map ID District 334, map 20.13, parcel 122, requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement. More specifically, they're requesting a 7.4-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback and a 4.7-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback both sides for a proposed dwelling and covered porch and proposed deck and steps. On this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive two mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Alan Friedman. My address is 9202 Shelton Street, Bethesda, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just for the record, the applicants are clients of our firm. I don't know that necessarily creates a conflict of interest, but I do think that if there are any questions that come up for the board, it'd be best to direct those to Vince Robertson for conflicts counsel.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I made the one for everybody across the room. Straight across, everybody can have one.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Lank. It appears on the January 9th, 2014 survey that there's two lots here, okay? And then when I see the application, it says the lot, those two lots are combined. Is that correct?
Those two lots are combined. It's the intent to split the two lots.
Okay.
To make two separate lots as they're previously
reported. They are combined now. He's going to split these lots.
Right, it's all one parcel now. 13 and 15.
Okay, so he's going to split those.
Now, also noted on the shed that it's going to be removed.
Okay, right.
It's not a variance for that.
Okay.
Is it a house there?
No, it's proposed.
It's proposed.
If I might recommend the handouts.
Thank you.
Throughout, just because there's some things I'll refer to that. The understanding of what's going on.
Okay.
Just by way of background, this is a third-generation home. It was built in 1960 by my wife's grandparents, Ed and Minna Russell. There's a picture in the handout where you see the original house in 1960 when it was in the middle of a farmer's field. Of course, now it's the middle of development. They purchased three lots in 1959, and they had the property surveyed. The property was, they built their house what they thought was on the center lot. In the 70s, it was discovered that, indeed, when somebody else was building a house further down the street, that the original survey was incorrect, and the property lines all slid over, which caused this house now to no longer sit in the center of a lot, but rather to straddle two lots. In 2012, my mother-in-law passed away, and the house passed to six heirs, my wife being one of those heirs. My wife and I, then sought to purchase the home from the other five heirs. Three were minors, therefore incapable of maintaining a residence. Two are her brothers, and one lives in Michigan, one lives overseas. And whilst everyone was interested in keeping the house in the family, we were the only logical people to try to keep the house. We bought the house with the hope that we could move the house, slide it over to the one lot, and then freeing up the second lot for sale. We took out a rather large mortgage in order to secure the property from the other five heirs, and in order to pay that significantly down to the point that we keep the house, that's why we're trying to free up the lot beside it. In terms of impacts on the neighborhood, as you can see, it's a Cape Cod. It's basically a one-and-a-half-story house. I agree it's rather wider than, you know, one would expect, but if you look on page, for example, I believe it's five, the second picture, bottom picture, you'll see typical of what the new homes are, which are substantially more, well, they're more substantial structures is my point. I mean, this house, whilst it would encroach on both side setbacks and on the front setback, physically, it would be actually less imposing than if it were to be knocked down and be replaced by two of what is now the typical homes going into this neighborhood, which are typically these three-story homes. They're very nice, but they're physically imposing, is my point. Going over sort of the key points, in a sense, we don't feel we created the condition. We're just trying to keep the house. You know, it was originally stems back to the original property surveyor doing a poor job. We explored some other options. If you look at the page 6, you'll see the original sort of house plan that they used to build it, and you can see that actually they took the original house plan and expanded a little bit. But the point is, it clearly has a front and back orientation and a side to side. So one option we looked at was, do we move the house sideways and try to fit it into the existing setbacks? While physically it could be done, it would substantially alter the way the house feels on the lot. It wouldn't look right. You know, the entrance wouldn't be correct. The way it sits on the property would look wrong. And on top of that, with the plan of sliding the house over, literally what we plan to do is keep the existing half basement, which happens to be in the center. It's on the right-hand side as it stands now. So as the house slides over, we'll cut off half of the crawl space, or a little bit of the crawl space on the one side, add crawl space on the other side. So physically, it's the least amount of disturbance to the existing foundation and so on and so forth. I don't believe a variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Obviously, the house was one of the original houses that was built there. Will it impair appropriate use development of the adjacent properties? I don't believe it will. Is the variance detrimental to public welfare? Clearly not. I think that's the things I wish to cover.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Workman.
There's two different lots, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're making a stone driveway going to your second lot, the proposed home, or how's that?
There's an existing driveway there now.
Okay.
I would expect that would be removed by whoever purchased the lot and then developed it would change that. And
okay.
Whatever the new development, So where you see stone driveway, that's just an existing driveway that would be left until the lot was developed.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was tied to your other lot or not.
Well, the plan is where you see the existing front of the house. What is common in that in our neighborhood is for people basically to gravel the front area for parking.
Okay.
And we would do something similar.
Same thing to that.
We were talking about which color, because we have red and we have white and neighbors. We're like, which one do we like?
Okay.
But yeah, it would be a graveled front basically with some, we'd put some beds and. As mentioned in the brief, it's an English custom to name the house, and Minna Russell called it Holly Bush Cottage, so we will be putting some holly bushes back in after the house is re-landscaped because we want to maintain the spirit of Minna's wishes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Ritter, is there any way you can move the house backwards?
No.
Why?
That would not solve the problem. I'm sorry. I take that back. I see what you're saying. You mean to alleviate the front setback.
That's great.
There's two challenges there. One, that would mean having to basically destroy the entire existing foundation and build a whole new foundation, which means moving the house. Right now, the plan is literally, we've talked to John Davidson of East Coast Structural Movers, and literally what he will do is lift up the house, tear away a bit of the wall, rebuild the other foundation side, slide the house over and drop it. What you're describing...
There's no foundation there now, right?
There is. Oh, yes. There's a basement. And a half crawl space.
Got you.
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. And he's saying, I'm sorry, continue.
Well, I'm just saying, in order to move the house back, we would basically have to pick up the house, move it out to the streets, towards the street, set it down, completely remove the existing basement crawl space configuration, build a completely new one in the new space, say 10 feet back,
right,
and then move the house back and drop it back in. I mean, it would be a significantly more expensive proposition at a minimum.
So that would really take care of your 7.4 variance, front yard variance.
It would at a considerable expense.
Right. Okay. Okay. Any further questions? So you want to move this as is because of the...
Basically to take advantage of the existing foundation, which there's a half basement that would not need to be touched.
Okay.
So basically, if you can imagine, the house sits with a half basement here. We slide it over, and what happens is the basement just ends up sitting more in the center of the house, and then there would be the crawl space on either side. It's just basically
this is almost like taking it from that lot to a turnkey In other words, it was just turnkey situation.
Yes, sir.
Put a few adjustments on it. Okay, thank you.
Question.
Yes.
Just to continue that, the basement, the way it's configured, you're basically retaining that basement.
Yes, sir.
And you're just sliding the house over, and the basement is just going to be under a different portion of the house.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
So you have a crawl space on both sides.
Well, we have a crawl space on the one side now.
Yeah, but I'm saying you have a crawl space on one side now, and you've got the basement in the center, and then the crawl space on the opposite side.
Correct.
And to further that discussion, basically the house is non-conforming as it is now, correct?
It is, right.
Right.
He's not moving it forward at all. He's moving it.
Yeah, no, the existing forward location is what it is today.
And it is today, right.
Yes, sir.
What's on lot 17? Is there a home on there now?
I'm sorry, let me get to my thing to make sure I'm looking. I have pictures of both sides of what's there. Lot 17, if you go to page number 5.
Okay.
You will see the top picture is lot 17, the blue house.
Okay.
That's the Burks.
All right. I see that. Thank you.
That lot was actually one of the original three lots that the Russells purchased. They sold it sometime, 76, and it was just basically part of financing their retirement at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I have no other questions.
That's the one house that has the most impact from this move.
Right. I was going to say that's the reason I asked.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills?
The lots on adjacent both sides are double lots, correct?
That's a single lot on the right, which is the picture at top of page 5. Mm-hmm. The picture at the bottom of page 4 is a double lot on the other side. That house is currently for sale, and it's under the listing description for the sale. They're selling it as the anticipation of splitting it, you know, tearing it down and building two new homes.
Okay, and the primary reason for splitting the lot is basically financial gain?
Yes.
Okay.
In the sense of trying to keep the house in the family, yes.
And the house is in the family right now, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And how's the request not been created by you, the applicant?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, really, the way I look at it is we purchased the house. We'd like to keep it in the family. By freeing up the lot, the way I'm interpreting it is by freeing up the lot, thus we're able to pay down the debt and keep the house in the family. It really goes back to the original surveyor. The house intent was to be built in a center lot. It was the original surveyor who put it there. So it's those two factors that I'm playing on.
Okay, and it meets the side setback right now as it sits, just not the front?
Correct.
Okay, no other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor, excuse me, of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I would entertain a motion. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has testified that the property is unique in several different ways, as being the goal of the family to preserve the heritage of the family's beach house. Also, that the original construction was supposed to be centered on the center lot out of three and was not. Also believe that the variance would enable reasonable use and help to develop the property in a reasonable conformity with the zoning ordinance. I don't believe it was created by the applicant solely because of the previous stated construction error that was made that was supposed to be on the center lot. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. After all, it's been there for several years, or well, since 1960. And I believe believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,403.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,403. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,403 is approved.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Yes, sir.